For the last 1400 years, Ashura represents the battle between the good and the evil, the virtuous and the wicked. The month of Muharram in the Islamic calendar, in which Imam Hussein, the third Shia Imam, and his 72 companions were martyred, does signify martyrdom in the face of injustice, a feeling prevalent even today across the Muslim world.
It was in the month of Muharram in the Islamic calendar that Imam Hussein, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad and his companions, were martyred in the Battle of Karbala. Millions of Shia Muslims across the globe honor this annual event because they believe that it marks the greatest sacrifice for the sake of God in human history.
Muslims believe Imam Hussein stood up against the tyrant of the time to safeguard and protect Islam and guide fellow Muslims. This year, however, the marking of Muharram has particular significance because in the Middle East, Muslim nations have fought for their right to self-determination, a reflection not lost in the remembrance of this historic event.
We need Imam Hussein at all times. He didn't belong to a specific time in history. The Battle of Karbala has been going on forever. That's because Imam Hussein gave us the lesson of resistance against the tyrants of the time.
Imam Hussein has left Muslims his valuable legacy of resistance. Muslims adore him and his family because he is the grandson of Prophet Muhammad.
Imam Hussein did fight for the sake of God. It was a battle between the right and the wrong. We can see the same battle going on even today.
The tragedy of Karbala has taught Muslims a vital lesson. The numerical superiority does not count when it comes to the right fighting the wrong. In the plains of Karbala, Imam Hussein's followers gave up everything humanly possible in the way of God to show how the right is the might, how the blood of the innocent could win over the sword of the tyrant, and how to achieve victory despite being oppressed. Aman Nadiri, Press TV, Tehran.